Hey, Lily Wong here, and this is Fly with Lily podcast. Life can throw us unexpected curveballs of all kinds, from the loss of a loved one, career change, or family problems. For me, it was the loss of my mother and my marriage. The worst experiences of my life led to the most euphoric learning experience and life journey I ever could have imagined. My journey led me dive within myself, overcome my fears, drop disempowering beliefs, and remove mental limitations. From motivation, language learning, business, nomadic life stories, or world travel, to just plain dropping your baggage, Fly with Lily podcast offers the inspiration you need to open yourself to this world of opportunities without limits. My heart is born to travel. I actually didn't know there was a basement at first. Ian took me downstairs to a huge and dimly lit laundry room and where the family hung their clothes to dry. It was very strange for me, since in Spain and in Asia, we hang most of our laundry to dry in the sun outside. Being in this laundry room made me realize how dirty my clothes were. I only had 3 sets of clothes, and I hadn't washed them in a week. Unfortunately, my awkwardness got the better of me, and I decided against asking to use his washing machine. I would go on wearing these old clothes. When we walked out of the laundry room, Yen led me to another door and told me to close my eyes. When I opened my eyes again, I saw a church. The house was actually connected to the church where Yan and his wife had been preaching. He told me he moved here 20 years ago and the church gave him this house so he and his family could have a place to live. He told me that because his son has grown up and moved away, he has a spare room to offer to guests. He has hosted guests like me from around the world in that room. In fact, he has made a point of only hosting guests from countries he didn't know too much about. I was deeply touched by his story and I think he was an amazing man. That night, Yan prepared dinner and we had a great chat about his previous guests and the volunteer work he had done in Madagascar. He learned while he was there how delicious the food was, and he had a special batch of chilies he had brought back. I have some of the chilies and loved it. Then we went to his home office and planned my trip for the next day. Yan said the best way to travel in small towns in Switzerland is actually by hitchhiking. He then wrote mantra on a piece of cardboard and insisted I take it with me. Though I decided against hitchhiking because I'm a bit timid, I was grateful for his help. I got out around 8 a.m. and Yan had already sent me a text message that he had prepared breakfast for me downstairs. I went down and saw yogurt and toast laid on the table, and he had also prepared a sandwich and some dried mango for me to take with me on today's trip. I was amazed by his hospitality. I was in one of the most expensive countries in the world, but I hardly paid a cent because of this man's generosity. Though he gave away so much for free, I could tell he lived a richer life because of it. Stay tuned. There's so much more to come. In the next episode, I'll be sharing more of my solo adventures on a Swiss train journey.
This has been another episode of the Fly with Lily podcast. So what now? go to flywithlily.com to download my gift for you to help work on your abundant lifestyle, or contact me directly for a consultation. This show takes a lot of work and planning, so if you enjoyed it, please consider a 5-star review on iTunes, following on Facebook and Instagram at flywithlily, or come up and give our crew a hug on the street when you are on your journey. Thanks for listening, and remember, life's curveballs can be your best opportunities.